Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Lucy Hickmott.
Hello, hope you're okay on Thursday, June 4th. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. First on today's episode, bosses at a Kent solar farm have apologised after using water from a roadside standpipe to clean panels when taps in nearby homes were running dry. A Bowser was seen arriving at Cleve Hill Park in Graveney near Faversham during the outages in the recent hot weather. John Waller is manager of the nearby Sea Salter Holiday Park, which was left without water for 3 days. He's been speaking to reporter Jerry Warren.
Now our park is mainly over 65. A lot of the elderly people can't get to these water points. We can't go up as a company to get water in bulk, so we was on the phone for well over an hour to arrange water to be delivered, which wasn't then delivered for over 24 hours.
But the issue seems to be that Cleve Hill were taking vast amounts to clean their solar panel. What do you think of that?
I think that's disgraceful. There's residents all around this area that need water. Cleaning solar panels isn't my... I get why the solar panels are up, but I think, you know, prioritisation needs to come first, which is people without water.
Have you heard much talk about that? Is the people cheesed off about it?
A lot of the locals in the area are. It's obviously upset a hell of a lot of people, but you know, because we're in the middle of nowhere really, we always seem to be last in the pecking order, and holiday parks aren't really looked at as a priority. They see it as people should be going and collecting their own water from these water points. Well, a lot of the residents on our park can't do that because of their age, they're vulnerable, they don't drive, so it's left to us as the company, Cosgrove, to go out and collect the water on their behalf and look after them.
Now, Cleve Hill said they've stopped doing it. South East Water say yes, we gave them permission to do it. Cleve Hill, they're not the most favourite company around, are they?
No.
So it hasn't done much for their PR.
No, definitely not. It's going to happen again. We know it's going to happen again. We've got a little bit of water supply left over, but I mean, simple things like flushing a toilet can take a good 2 or 3 litres to flush one toilet. We're only getting pallet loads at a time. We've got over 44 residents on this park to look after, and it's a terrible situation.
Using the supplies had been approved by South East Water, but managers at the solar site say they stopped the activity after residents got in touch. Cleve Hill has 500,000 solar panels and is one of the largest in the UK. We've been in touch with South East Water, and this is what they had to say.
The solar farm has the relevant water use permissions in place, and the amount of water being used is in line with what we would expect a site such as this to use. We are discussing with the farm's contractors to understand and how they may be able to reduce their water use while ensuring the solar farm can continue operating as efficiently as possible.
And there won't be any bottled water stations opening in Kent today, as bosses say supplies are back to normal. 1.2 million litres have been handed out since taps started to run dry for thousands of customers 12 days ago. Yesterday in the Commons, the Water Minister described the outages as unacceptable.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today. A man's been arrested after armed police were called to reports of a person with a weapon in Canterbury. Officers and several emergency vehicles were sent to Parham Road yesterday afternoon. We're told a property was searched before a 36-year-old from Maidstone was detained in Station Road. They remain in custody. A mother and daughter from Maidstone have been jailed after going on a shopping spree with a credit card stolen from a 91-year-old woman. Kathleen Perry took it from the victim's home after pretending to be her carer. She was arrested last November, and this is the moment police found her daughter hiding in a cupboard.
We have to check everywhere, all right, bud? It's your phone.
Hello. Hey, you right, come. I'm coming out. Let me come out slowly.
You're under arrest and suspicion of fraud.
Kathleen, who's 61 and from Acorn Place, has been locked up for 3 years and 3 months, while 43-year-old Siobhan Perry from Station Road has been given a 9-month sentence. Two cars have been caught reaching speeds of more than 100 miles per hour while racing on the M2.
They're weaving through traffic. I just got them on an average at 111. They're they're driving is outrageous.
Police recorded the vehicles as they headed coastbound between junctions 2 and 3 near Rochester in September last year. Footage at Kent Online shows they used the hard shoulder as a racing lane before being pulled over.
That was absolutely outrageous. I don't think you realised I was there, did you? 120 mile an hour weaving between traffic and lanes. You got your licence on you. The only place you're currently going is to court, where you're going to get a ban. If you'd have hit someone when you're weaving in and out those lorries, he's just as bad because he went for a gap that just wasn't there. And you kill someone, you're going to prison for life. I don't know why you thought that was a good idea.
A 21-year-old from Ashford and 19-year-old from Larkfield were later charged. They've been given suspended sentences, driving bans and ordered to do unpaid work. There are calls for ticket barriers to be installed at Broadstairs railway station after trouble in the town during the hot bank holiday weekend. There are concerns some people are arriving by train despite not paying for a ticket. A petition says barriers would deter antisocial visitors and keep communities safe.
Kent Online reports.
The family of a Canterbury woman who died after being dragged and kicked by a horse after it was spooked by dogs are calling for body protectors to be compulsory. Eva Larson had been leading the horse near Deal when it happened last August. The 59-year-old suffered serious injuries and passed away in hospital. Nick was a friend of hers.
She was a hard worker. She worked over 80 hours a week and had done for 20 years. She was very helpful, very generous person, and I think more than anything, yes, we can't believe that she's not just going to walk round the corner. We found out soon after Ava's death that her granddaughter, who's 11 years old, who rides regularly and is lives in Sweden, she has to wear a body, carbon body protector. I'm in the belief that this would have saved her life. She would have sustained many injuries, but this would have not been so catastrophic on the liver.
An inquest jury concluded she died as a result of misadventure. Des Payne is from the British Horse Society.
Since January of 2021 to 2025, we've had nearly 1,700 incidents of dog and horse related. And with that, 12 fatalities over that 4 or 5 year period. In Kent itself, we have had 79 incidents again recorded to us, which is the second highest county in the UK. So, it's just creating a little bit of awareness and sharing that space together so everyone can get on with their business and get home safely.
Elsewhere, a hearing's been told how a Dover woman died after suffering an allergic reaction to a dye used during a CT scan. Susan Sharp suffered a cardiac arrest at the William Harvey in Ashford. She survived but had another scan 4 weeks later, which caused a second fatal attack. An inquest was told medics should have checked on tests that had been carried out before doing the second scan. East Kent Hospitals has apologised to her family. A guest at a travel lodge in Kent has been criticised after posting a video on Facebook, fueling speculation the hotel was being cleared for asylum seekers. The post has been watched more than 114,000 times after being filmed at the site between Faversham and Whitstable. Guests had actually been told to relocate because of water supply issues. Refugee charity Care for Calais has warned against sharing misinformation. A housing association has apologised to a former soldier from Rochester after his personal information was mistakenly sent to a neighbour. Confidential data and photos from inside Darren Board's MHS Homes flat in Allhallows were emailed to another man living next door. The 53-year-old says he feels let down. The companies say they've carried out an internal investigation and take data protection very seriously.
Kent Online News.
High streets in Medway have been named as some of the hardest hit in the country. According to data from money.co.uk, 40 shops in the towns have closed in the past year, ranking them 308th out of 310 authority areas. It means the area has 33 shops per 10,000 residents, lower than the national average of 41. A petition against plans to build 20,000 homes in Kent has been handed in to the Prime Minister. The Stop the Sprawl campaign argues large-scale developments in Lenham, Lidsing, Sittingbourne and Faversham will damage the character of the area. It's being led by Faversham and Mid-Kent MP Helen Whateley, who's been speaking to reporter Jo Crosley.
20,000 houses is about the size of two Favershams. So think about that as a huge amount of housing planned for a very rural area, and the majority of what is in the pipeline is development on greenfield, on agricultural land, on the countryside, and this is just going to change the character of the area forever. On top of that, we just don't have the infrastructure. So whether it's roads, traffic, clearly doctors, and most on people's minds at the moment is water, where there isn't the water for the population that lives in the area now, let alone for another 20,000 houses.
Is this a main concern for not only you, but also sort of constituents who are getting in contact with you?
Yes, water and the supply of water is a big concern. People are emailing me, I'm out at the weekends knocking on people's doors, talking to people, and water keeps coming up on the doorstep. We had a few days of hot weather last week. Everyone was getting emails from the water company saying, you know, essential use of water only, only for drinking. And that was just after a few days. And lots of people, mostly outside of my constituency, some in some areas, for instance, around Dargate area, went without water. And then it was only a few months ago, after the previous storm, where we did have thousands of homes and businesses in my constituency didn't have water. And we had that again last summer. So we keep getting water outages. That's with the population as it is at the moment. It's going to take years to fix the water infrastructure problems for the area. And yet these houses are coming around the corner and are being built all the time.
And your argument is that, yes, we need houses, but they should be built elsewhere.
Yeah, there's a point about the scale of development and where you locate houses. So, look, I totally recognise that there's a need for homes, particularly for young people wanting to move out of mum and dad. And we want people to be able to start a family, have a roof over their head, clearly. And so I recognise the need for development. But this is a point of scale that, yes, it's one thing to have a development of 10, 20, maybe even 50 houses in a town. And villagers themselves will tell me, oh, we think it would be a good thing if we had a few extra houses in that patch. They will literally point out where they think it would be okay to have houses. But this is like thousands of houses across open countryside. The other thing that's going on here is that London has lots of brownfield sites, lots of areas of very low level development where you could be building up. And I don't mean tower blocks everywhere, but houses and blocks on maybe 7-8 floors high, which is what you have in lots of continental cities. But we have swathes of London which doesn't have that kind of density. And London has had their housing targets decreased. London has year after year failed to build, while we're seeing in rural areas our targets increased, very much making up for the failure of London to build. So that's one reason why, to me, it simply doesn't make sense for these houses to keep on being putting out in the countryside rather than actually in the towns and cities, where, of course, the jobs are.
The Labour government promised to build 1.5 million homes over the course of its five-year parliament. In a statement, they've said all areas, including Kent, must play their part to end the housing crisis and build the homes this country needs. Our housing targets will mean more homes are built in the right places, and our planning changes will mean new homes come with the infrastructure that communities want and rely on. Now, plans for flats in a village near Dartford have been resubmitted but scaled down. The latest application is for a three-storey building containing six properties on Main Road in Sutton-at-Hone. The previous application was for nine properties, which nearby residents claimed would change the character of the local area. An historic property in the centre of Canterbury has gone up for sale. The Master's Lodge within Eastbridge Hospital in the city is Grade 2 listed, dates back to the 16th century and has five bedrooms. The site is also known as the Hospital of St Thomas Becket the Martyr. The house is on the market for £1.25 million. And legend from Gladiators is going to be on the new series of Celebrity Gogglebox. Matt Morsier from Hythe joins the lineup when it returns to Channel 4 tomorrow night. Before that, he's going to be at Bluewater later signing copies of his new book. Fitness Unlocked is the 40-year-old's second book. He'll be appearing at Waterstones. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on socials. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.